With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast from, sunny Southern California. What a beautiful day we have here. And we have Southern California's most recent, really royalty member, right? As Lincoln Riley will join us later on in the show, the new head coach of USC. You know, it's funny. I saw the video of him being introduced. And I'm not going to ask him about Tusk, but you guys do know, like Ramos knows. Jay Stu, do you know about Tusk, about how USC's marching band plays Tusk?
Yes. Okay. Very familiar.
Do you know what that comes from? Why they play Tusk?
I don't. I do remember that the USC band played in the original song by Fleetwood Mac.
That's really why. That's essentially why. One, it's a cool song. It's not super long. And it's designed for the horn section. But I was actually listening to it last night with my daughter, who's like a bassist, and trying to play the bass line. Anyway, I was thinking of Tusk, and it's definitely USC. And Lincoln Riley is going to join us later on the show. And I think that's great because the thing that you find with USC above others, right? Above others is it's the one job in the West Coast where, or at least in a major city on the West Coast, where people legitimately care. Right? Legitimately care. That's new. That's not, you know, it's not that they don't care at UCLA, but they don't care at UCLA. Right? It's not the, if you lose in USC, everybody feels it. If you lose at Oklahoma, everybody feels it. So he is going from a job where people really care. I mean, I don't know if you saw Brent Venables when he showed up on campus and how people care, but people care like that at USC. All right, Lincoln Riley later on in the show. I wanted to start with this, and I thought this was, to me, a really good kind of lesson in sports, but a good lesson in life. The Seahawks have lost Jamal Adams for the season. He's out for the year. This coming off of their biggest win of the year. And you lose Jamal Adams, and now we start to look back at the contract, at the extension, at how they got him, and you start to go, you know, that might have been a mistake. Now, Jay Stu, you weren't with us. Ramos was, and Beyer was. And I think Dan even had kind of the realistic, and my issue at the time was, it's a lot like the Khalil Mack trade for the Bears, where you're not just trading for the player, you're trading for a player who has expectations of a contract that's at the very peak of his position in the sport. And Jamal Adams, by all accounts, good football player, not bad, and he hasn't been good this year, but he does not fit the bill for a 2021 safety. He's not Derwin James. You can't use him all the field. He's what's known as a box safety, right? He's great in the box. He's an unbelievable sure tackler and reader of runs, but he in pass coverage, not great, and he just gets kind of lost and not the greatest ball skills in the world. That's the MO. That's the scouting report. That's played out, and he got the new contract. But why? Why did the Seahawks give it to him? Why did the Seahawks trade for him? Do you remember why? Because they were desperate. Because they had to. They had to have him. Right? They traded him along with a fourth round pick for Bradley McDougal, who's another safety, two first round picks and a third round pick. And what happens is, when you think you're close, nobody's ever one player away, especially when you have to give that one player a huge contract. It reminds me of the old adage of don't shop hungry. Right? You ever gone into a grocery store and been starving? Right? And you come back and you're like, what the hell did I buy? Why did I do this? You know, I got a chicken and then I got a pre-cooked chicken. By the way, pre-cooked chicken, kind of the moneyest thing in any grocery store. Who was the first to start the pre-cooked chicken thing? I don't know, the rotisserie chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, a dude walks in and he sees a rotisserie chicken. First of all, they're less expensive than the uncooked chickens. That doesn't make any sense. And you don't have to prep them. And they're great. Anyway, you ever gone into a grocery store? You're like, I got ribs. I got steak. I got chicken. I got cooked chicken. I got sushi. I got... And you get home, you're like, you take a couple bites and you're better. And then you're like, wait a second, I got all this food. People do this in relationships too. Right? You get to a certain age. Maybe you're not married, never been married before, and you think you need to have kids, or maybe you're divorced and you need somebody. You're so used to having somebody with you all the time, you need somebody with you all the time. And so you go on a first date and you're just like all in. Right? It's that desperation for a partner, which organically either happens or it does not. When we force things, oftentimes, you know, you wake up a couple years later, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. Or you look at your groceries like, this doesn't make any sense. These foods don't go together. I got all proteins. I need some carbs. I got all things that are perishable. I need some non-perishables. And for the Seattle Seahawks, who are so desperate to win now, that they overspent, one, on trading, and two, on the contract, so that they're highly leveraged on a couple of players. One, he's not that good. And two, when he gets hurt, now all of a sudden it becomes house of cards. I've recommended this for baseball teams all the time. Instead of putting all your money for 10 years into one pitcher, cut that money into thirds and get more arms. Just a bunch of arms. Half of them are going to get hurt anyway. And half of that half that doesn't get hurt are not going to be as good. In the attrition of the National Football League, you're so much better off spreading your money around. Right? That, by the way, is in fact the Patriot way. And what the Seahawks have got caught in really is what the Rams are in. Right? They overspent to get a left tackle because they were desperate for a left tackle. And he's fine, but the offensive line is still not better. Why you spend so much money on your left tackle? You overspend on your quarterback, who you already have. Now you overspend on Jamal Adams. That's where like most of your money has gone to three dudes. You've watched one franchise for 20 years dominate the sport by spreading the money around. And we've watched other franchises have blips here and blips there. Matter of fact, even when the Seahawks were at their peak of the Legion of Boom, those guys weren't all highly paid. It was them being highly paid which began to break them apart. So the lesson in the Jamal Adams thing, I mean, look, and people are going to look back at the Khalil Mack trade and go like, that was a terrible trade for the Bears. Like, no, they made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. And yeah, now he's hurt. He's out for the year. The Raiders didn't nail the 2 first-round picks. I actually think that's a more fair trade. But still, it's the same concept. I think it's a more fair trade because Khalil Mack is better at his position than Jamal Adams was at his. And I don't think the Bears did it out of desperation. I think they knew that they had money that they had to spend, and I think they knew their defense was good and it would make their defense great. And all that work, their problem was they haven't fixed the quarterback situation. But there's some similarities there. You know, every time I host a show, I follow other shows and I watch television shows, and a guy gets traded for a first-round pick or multi-first-round picks, and we celebrate like, I've heard Cowherd, being aggressive is so much better than people. No, it's not. It doesn't mean that you're never, it's just like going for it on fourth down. It's just like going for two. You just got to be smart about it. The teams that always go for it, that's not smart. The teams that never go for it, that's not smart. The teams that read the game, it's kind of like what we talked to with about the Ravens, right? You go for two. Yeah, you don't have your two quarterbacks, but you're the better team. You had the better quarterback. Why would you go for two when the more football you play, the more likely you are to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? Ben Roethlisberger can't throw a football anymore. You know, patience is, in fact, a virtue. No one ever says aggression's a virtue, do they? No, they say patience is a virtue. So the other side to being ultra and uber aggressive, which Cowherd promotes, look where it's gotten the LA Rams. Look where it's gotten the Seattle Seahawks. If anything, it's kind of gotten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? Like, yeah, they took Antonio Brown. I guess that's aggressive. And Antonio Brown's two choices were Seattle or there. So you took him away from Seattle, a potential playoff opponent. But Antonio Brown's still a pain in the ass. And he's only played half the time. And they made made Brady happy by getting Gronk. Gronk only played half the time, too. But I look at this Jamal Adams thing. I look at the downfall of the Seattle Seahawks. They're coming off of their best win of the season. Their continued dominance over their in-division rival, the San Francisco 49ers. And now there's Jamal Adams out for the year, and he's just not that good, and that's why we don't have a first-round pick. Right? These are all the reality of it. You love the idea of being aggressive. You love the idea of going for two. You love the idea of going in and shopping and being a baller and like, man, I'm starved. I'm going to go buy the best of the best of the best. You love the idea of meeting somebody first date and it's over. Stop, you know, delete every contact in your phone. Get off the dating apps and you're good. But the reality is these things, it takes time.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see the Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
He's the new head coach of Southern Cal, and he's the coach everyone's talking about. It's pretty amazing what has happened, this complete transformation of his career in such short order. He's Lincoln Riley. He joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Coach, when you're growing up in, it's Mule Shoal, Texas, right? Which is that the panhandle in Texas, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, you're growing up in Mule Shoal. Did you ever envision yourself living, coaching in Southern California?
No, honestly, no. I obviously love the game, and that's it's taken me and my family so many different places, so many great places, and this is it's kind of a crazy ride to be on, but it was never envisioned it, but certainly glad I'm here.
Well, if you can win at East Carolina, you can win anywhere. How much of those formative days at East Carolina under Ruffin McNeil in terms of building a program are you going to employ at USC?
Absolutely. I learned probably more during that time at East Carolina than maybe at any point in my career. You know, we went to a program, had to take it over, kind of start from the ground up, and we had a great run there. Yeah, you learn so much getting to be a young offensive coordinator and kind of being there and right next to Ruffin as we took that thing over. And so I did. I learned how to fight and scrap and learned how to build a program and to kind of start fresh. And so there's a lot of lessons from those days, things that went well, things that I didn't do well and mistakes I made that I learned from. So I took a lot of that to Oklahoma and certainly will do the same thing here.
What do you want to do differently? What do you want to personally improve on as you rebuild this program?
I think just the impact that you can have on the staff, the impact that we can have on the kids here. I mean, it's a new, unique challenge and a chance to bring a lot of the things that we believe in as a staff, and so much of our staff, fortunately has joined us here at USC, and it's been fun to put together the rest of the pieces. So I think there's a lot of trust in what we've done, and kind of the way that we go about things. And when you combine that with the the possibilities of a program like this, a school like this. It's kind of fun to think about what this can be, you know, with a lot of hard work and a lot of people pointed in the same direction. So I want to continue to try to do the best job I can to get people in place to succeed, because this USC obviously offers just kind of endless possibilities.
People talk about culture, like culture is a big trigger word. Lincoln Riley, our guest here in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. When you got to OU, there was already a culture that existed. Granted, you got a chance to tinker and change and evolve, especially in the offensive side of the ball. And you guys, for people who have been paying attention, have also evolved in terms of recruiting for OU. But now you get a chance to establish your own culture. How do you do that? How do you build a culture from the ground up?
I think it starts with bringing the right people in, you know, whether it's staff members, whether it's players. You've got to bring people that are open-minded and people that are willing and excited for change, and that people that are willing to buy in right away. And so I think that's step number one. And then I think step number two is outlining, you know, what is your plan? You know, what is our plan for getting this team to have the type of mentality day in and day out that it takes to be a championship program? And so, again, and you combine those two things, and then you just go to work, and then you wake up each morning, and you get up and you repeat it, and you do it over and over and over again, and in time, that things change, and I believe that can happen quickly here. And so when you get a chance to bring in great people, and you've got a chance you've got a chance to really take over a program that is so unique and so special in such a unique setting with unique opportunities. People are excited about it. And listen, people in general want to see USC football at the level that we all expect. And I think college football is better when USC is great. I do. And even felt that way when I had nothing to do with USC. Yeah. And it's just the right place and the right time.
No, I completely agree. Like, the sport needs you. Right, they do. You need a West Coast flag in the ground, and SC is that school. You know, it's unique. Obviously, going to Oklahoma State, covering Oklahoma sports, the passion for OU football in that state is remarkable, really incredible. But SC is unique because to be on the West Coast, the general belief is that, hey, there's so much going on, but USC football is for Southern California. Maybe not in the level of importance of OU, but there isn't another major city where it's kind of the football team of the city. Have you felt that in your short time in Southern California?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, you've got one of the greatest cities in the world here. And with so many other things going on, USC is still at the forefront of people's minds. And I think that speaks volumes about what this program means to people, the pride they take in it. And I think and then how excited everybody is to do their part to help get USC football back to being relevant on a national stage year in and year out. And so I was all a part of this opportunity when it presented itself that you know, I think spoke to a lot of us and said this was the right place to be.
A percentage of your clothing that's going to make the trip, because I know how it is when you work at a university. Every piece of clothing says OU on it. Now, the colors are similar, right? It's not crimson and cream, but similar. Like, I almost feel like you need a whole new wardrobe.
There's going to be a high percentage that'll stay back in Norman. It's definitely the wardrobe will certainly change. Yes.
Are you comfortable? Like, I'm still in a hotel. Like, is it weird? Like, what? How would you describe the kind of process of this transformation in such a short period of time in terms of daily, like, level of comfort and feel with going to the office, with finding a place to get a cup of coffee? What level of comfort are you at?
Yeah, you know, it's been such a it's such a hectic time. Just with, you know, our players are getting ready to take finals and then be out of town for a little bit, and so getting to know them. You know, obviously building a staff. You're right in the middle of here recruiting before the first signing day, and so there's been so much going on that it's just kind of been sinking our teeth into everything that we can right now. But no, I do. You know, every day it wakes up, it does feel a little bit more normal. And when you're at a place for 7 years and as invested as we were in the previous stop, when you have that type of change, there's certainly some new nervous excitement that I'm human. You know, I mean, I feel those same emotions that everybody else has out there when you've changed the job or changed the city that you've lived in. But it's the excitement and the appreciation of the people here is just so overwhelming. And so, I don't know, you just feel it kind of every step of the way. It makes you fired up to come to work each day and know what this thing can be.
Okay, Coach, you have signing day coming up. Obviously, it's been in the news that you guys have hit the ground absolutely running. But I'd have to think getting out there and getting on the field with these guys, what's your level of excitement for actually getting to work with a completely new team?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I can't wait. It's been fun to start to meet some of the guys, and I think you can really tell the majority of the players in this program are ready for this journey, you know, and really excited about, you know, what's upcoming here. And so that's been so much fun to start to get to know those guys. And yeah, I mean, spring ball can't get here soon enough. I know we've got a lot of work to do between now and then, but we got a staff that's really ready to get out and just coach these guys and go to work. And again, I think we've got a number of players both here right now and then, you know, future Trojans that are ready to be a part of this thing and really hungry to be coached and pushed. And so, that'll be a great day. The first day out on the grass here will be a special one.
Are you a coffee guy?
I'm not.
What is your daily routine, your daily regimen? So people know they can buy this for you or suggest this for you. What's your daily regimen?
Right now it's a little out of whack, man, but it's, we get up, we go to work. Maybe a little green tea in the morning. I've never been a big coffee guy, but yeah, honestly, just kind of running on adrenaline right now. Haven't needed a lot of caffeine. It's just there's so much to do, and then there's so much excitement that it's just kind of adrenaline packed right now. So it's you go to bed thinking about everything you got to do, and wake up ready to go attack it.
Has it dawned on you how big an undertaking this is?
Yeah, it has, but I mean, so was the previous place that I was at, you know, I mean, these are, and that doesn't, I say undertaking, like I just say opportunity, you know, like this is a tremendous opportunity. And if you do things right here, I think we all have a sense of how special it can be. So I focus on the opportunity and you want to be at a place that if you put your heart and soul into it, that you got a chance with a lot of people to accomplish great things. And I could not feel stronger about that here.
Well, welcome to Southern California. Get out to the beach at some point in time and feel those toes in the sand. Dig in. Good luck on signing day, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. I think this is interesting. So, on any team I've ever been on, okay, there's always a guy who the coach favors, right? And I do believe coaches play favorites. I do. They favor guys that they believe are going to help them win. Because when they win, everybody gets paid. Everybody feels better. So I tell this to kids all the time. Do I play favorites as a coach? They're like, no. Yes, I do. I favor the kids that do what I want and help us win more. Very simple. Jerry Jones badly wants to be a coach. Instead, he's the owner and it's a de facto GM and whatever of the Dallas Cowboys. You tell me what you hear when he says this on his weekly radio hit in Dallas.
The thing that you're seeing is sometimes the pass that looks errant is because the receiver, for instance, ran the route, cut it off 2 yards shorter. He should be out 2 more yards before he makes his cuts. It can make all the difference in the world as far as his ability to separate. It has a relativeness to the other receivers. And so if you're not really crisp on the way the play was designed relative to how many yards you go, the cut, then your passing game can look really off. And that's one of the answers. Better routes.
So what he's doing is taking up for his offensive coordinator, who I think most people believe eventually will be the next head coach of the Cowboys, but mostly he's taking up for Dak Prescott. That interception is not an interception that's on the quarterback. That interception is on the wide receiver because he broke off his route 2 yards early. That saying it in an artful way instead of the straight calling out of a wide receiver stink, they need to play better, but saying, hey, you know, what you're really seeing here is that's just a way of protecting your quarterback. It doesn't mean that he's not right. It also gives us perspective, and that's one of the things the Manning cast can give you, or you watch a game with any of these quarterbacks when they break stuff down. Like, we make this assumption that a guy is open, why doesn't he get the ball? Sometimes quarterbacks miss him. Right? I mentioned I went to the Raider game, and, you know, with, I don't know what it was, 20-some-odd seconds, like 26 seconds to go, Derek Carr threw a 70-yard pass in the air to Zay Jones, okay, who was, he had a step, he was open, it was a beautiful throw, probably pass interference, I don't know. But at the midfield line, wide open was DeSean Jackson. D-Jax was wide open. And if he catches that ball, runs for 5, they down it, they need one completion, they kick a field goal, they probably win the game. Now, I don't know if that's where he was supposed to be. I don't know if Derek Carr just assumed or if Derek Carr thought I needed a chunk play. But sometimes it does tell the true story of the interception or the incomplete pass is that we just assume pass is thrown, and if it doesn't hit the guy running the numbers, it's the quarterback's fault. Sometimes it's the wide receiver's fault. But it does feel like Jerry Jones protecting Dak Prescott, doesn't it? Does it feel that way to you at all, Dan Beyer, that this is a little bit of, hey, he's my favorite. Don't anybody say anything bad about Dak. It's the wide receiver's fault.
Yeah, I think that could be fair. It also sounds, Jerry being a football guy, going a little deeper, showing his knowledge of the game. But yeah, I think he's probably given Dak the benefit of the doubt and all of that.
Why aren't the Cowboys better?
Well, I think that on offense or just as a whole, because on defense, without Randy Gregory and now finally getting DeMarcus Lawrence back, I think that they will be better.
On offense, they did score 33 against the Raiders, although that was in a comeback, right? Mm-hmm. They scored 9 against the Chiefs. They scored 16 against the Broncos.
It's so just out of, just out of left field, where, Dak had like 75 yards passing, give or take a few yards through three quarters. Like, his final numbers actually ended up looking a lot better, but he didn't crack 100 yards. He didn't crack 80 yards after three quarters in that one. I still think Dallas is a really good team and could beat anybody in the NFL, home or on the road in the playoffs. But I think that their recent struggles defensively have been because of the Randy Gregory injuries. DeMarcus Lawrence has been out since early in the season before finally returning, so I think that helps them. They've been dinged up a little bit on the offensive line. Zeke isn't what he once was, but honestly, Tony Pollard's been giving them more. May not be negligible in terms of Zeke's impact, but it's still, I don't think that the running game has been a complete wash because of how good Pollard has actually been.
I agree. I mean, the Pollard thing is interesting. I would love somebody to explain to me, is Tony Pollard that much better than Zeke, or is he benefiting from Zeke's like in between the tackles, body blow, body blow, body blow, and then Tony Pollard is the uppercut, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it because they work together, or just because he's that much better than him?
I would be interested to see what they would do if Tony Pollard had a two-game stretch where there was no Zeke, and to see how that plays out. So I know I'm not answering your question. Zeke was, we all saw it in full display on Thursday night in him running against the Saints. I mean, he had a 10-yard run that Zeke could sometimes take the corner and even blow past the linebacker, and he just ended up limping out of bounds. Zeke's value is also there in pass blocking as well,
right,
where he's so good. I mean, he's been a three-down back since day one just because he can pass block. But Pollard is so much more of a threat there. They're 8-4. I know it hasn't been perfect, but I still think that they're a really good football team. And you just add on to the them getting healthier on defense and now being able to get Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup, who'd been out for a while. Like, when they come together, I think they're going to be very dangerous.
I agree with you. You saying they're 8-4, I think what you're saying is people need to get perspective. They're a good team that you're right. Like, well, let's not hold them to some ridiculous standard where that's basically the best record in the league sort of level. But I also think they haven't played the strongest schedule, and there's just been some uneven performances. Well, look, they haven't been totally healthy. I think Amari Cooper not being healthy hurts them, right? If you don't have all of your dudes, you're not going to be the same. That being said, it is reasonable to think, hey, maybe we could be better. The Zeke part you point out, which is a big one, is I don't know if people understand, the layman understands, how good he is in pass protection, how important that is, right? There's three different parts of being a three-down running back. You got to run it, you got to catch it, and you got to block it, right? And when he got there, he did all three, and now it's just a lack of explosiveness when he gets the football. Is that fair?
Very fair.
Right. And I don't believe he lost some weight this year, which, I don't believe that's making it. I don't think it's coming back. I just don't. But it is going to be very interesting to see exactly what takes place and if they can continue to improve. But you're right. Like, if we do have perspective, they are a good football team. They do have the makings of it. I just thought it was interesting to hear Jerry talk about it and go like, oh, I know what he's doing. He's protecting Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. Well, what you have there is the wide receivers. Like, okay, but Dak's also not perfect, right? I mean, Dak's inaccuracies aren't all because wide receivers are breaking off the route. Some of it is in scramble situations when he reloads. That's when he misfires. He misfires badly. It's okay. Like, you know, Dak's a big boy. He's under contract. He's not going anywhere. That was the thing that popped out to me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/withAmex.